This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Safety first, helmets on. Good afternoon, this is The Bigger Picture, and all of this week we're highlighting children's road safety through the use of children's helmets. You can sponsor one today for just 50 ringgit at bfm.my/helmets. And now on with our show this hour, which is the Daily Digest. I'm T. Xiao Ik with Kelly Anissa and Lim Soo Ann in the studio. As always, we have two stories for you.
And in the first story, a new study has found a new material that could help deter mosquitoes from biting us. But what if we eradicate them instead of deterring them?
Yes, and in our second story, we look at the High Court's decision earlier this week over a judicial review application against a 2014 Selangor fatwa issued against Sisters in Islam. And we try to break down, you know, what this means for companies with Muslim directors and what follows next.
And on Twitter, we're asking you a question related to our first story. Should we eradicate mosquitoes from the face of the earth? So your options are yes or no. And you can take that poll or tweet us at BFM Radio. You can share your thoughts with us by WhatsApping 018-789-8899 or also call us at 0377-332900.
So we'll get to that story after Love Bug Blues by Charles Bradley.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
That was Love Bug Blues by Charles Bradley. And on to our first story, Swen.
Yes, so from bug sprays to repellents, those of us who are particularly prone to mosquito bites have probably tried all this and a whole range of products just to keep them at bay. And I know I have, and often it's quite useless.
It is, right? The pests are still there.
Yes, after a certain point, they just get used to it and then they just start biting you again.
Yes, that's right.
And you know, but in this never-ending quest to ward off mosquitoes, some scientists may have found another way to keep these little bloodsuckers at bay. So researchers at Brown University in the United States have found that clothes lined with the nanomaterial graphene could potentially be a solution.
So first, here's a little bit of information on what this material is. Mm-hmm. Graphene is often referred to as a wonder material because it is 200 times stronger than steel and lighter than paper. So it's actually a single thin layer of graphite, which is the same material as pencillite.
Mm. And a bit more insight into this study. The researchers said that graphene could provide a twofold prevention of mosquito bites. So one, mosquitoes can't bite through it when it is dry. And secondly, it could thwart the chemical signals that mosquitoes use to sense that a blood meal is near. Mm. So to test this out, they recruited volunteers to stick their arms in a mosquito-filled enclosure. That sounds really scary. With a small patch of their skin exposed. And those who were fortunate enough to have the patch of their arm covered in graphene received no bites. And on the other hand, bare skin and another group which had cheesecloth covered skin were readily feasted upon by the mozzies. Now this is what you call sacrificing yourself for science.
Exactly,
isn't it?
It is really.
It's taking it to a whole other level.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly.
So according to the study's lead author, Cynthia Castillo, with the graphene, the mosquitoes weren't even landing on the skin patch. They just didn't seem to care about it at all.
Mm.
So they confirmed that the chemical barrier idea by dabbing some human sweat on the outside of the earth, a graphene barrier. And in this case, the mosquitoes flock to the patch similarly to how they flock to bare skin.
Mm. Mm. And, you know, if for you out there, if you're wondering about the risk of transmitting diseases to the volunteers, there's no worry of that. The mosquitoes were bred in the lab, so there was no worry of them carrying any of the viruses or diseases.
Right.
And you know, overall, it's quite interesting. It's promising results, and it's potentially a new chemical-free approach in preventing mosquito bites, so no sprays and repellents.
Yep.
And, you know, it's quite exciting. And in the whole animal kingdom, I think a lot of us have a very particular hatred towards mosquitoes.
We do. That and cockroaches.
Yes, and we're covered and both now on the Daily Digest. I mean, especially when they bite you. Sorry. You get a lot of itchy, irritating bumps, and they never really... They last quite a while.
Mm.
You know, sometimes you hear them buzzing as well, and it keeps you from sleeping.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, but not only that, they carry some of the most deadly diseases, such as malaria, dengue, and Zika. So a recent article on Vox even called them humanity's greatest foe.
Mm-hmm.
This is because of how resilient and adaptable they are. So most of the research and work on mosquitoes are aimed at deterring them from biting us or to make them less deadly. widely. Mm-hmm. But just look at the recent pilot project by the Health Ministry, for example. They released a batch of Aedes mosquitoes infected with Wolbachia bacteria so that they won't be able to spread the dengue virus.
Mm, and then there's just one example of many deterrent methods. But you know, if we're doing so much to deter them, why can't we just eradicate them? You know, what's stopping us from just getting rid of them completely?
Exterminating them off the face of the earth, as we asked in our poll question, right?
Yeah, and in that question we asked you, should we eradicate mosquitoes from the face of the earth? So you can also take that poll on Twitter at BFM Radio. So I asked, I asked Dr. Alvin He, who's an entomologist and professor at University Putra, Malaysia. Here's our conversation. When we look at mosquitoes, right, what role do mosquitoes play in our ecosystem?
Mosquitoes have a nasty reputation of biting humans, but actually they have a role to play in the ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few examples, the first of which they are actually pollinators. And I'm referring to male mosquitoes because females actually bite and they are the ones who need a blood meal for the development of their eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is that the male has plant nectar as their normal food. So what happened is that when they look for those plant nectar, they actually pollinate those plants or those flowers that they visit. And interestingly, as early as 1913, there is a paper published that documents mosquitoes as pollinators of orchids in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other example is that mosquitoes actually play a part in the ecosystem where they have actually a role in the food web. Larvae of the mosquito requires aquatic environment. So there are actually a discussion as to what happens if mosquitoes are gone from this planet. What will hundreds of fish, species of fish that feeds upon those larvae, how will they be able to survive, because the diet is obviously affected. There might be a loss in those fish feeding on mosquitoes, and that may affect the ecosystem. However, it's not only fish, but also some other insects, like the larvae of dragonflies, which also feed on those mosquito larvae. Spiders, lizards, frogs, mosquito bats, and so forth. But then there are still not enough evidence to show that there will be significant ecosystem disruption if mosquitoes are to disappear from the face of the planet. But I suppose most of the predators, including some birds that feed on mosquitoes, may probably switch to other insects as sort of source of food. The other interesting observation is that if you look at the Arctic tundra,
mm-hmm.
From Canada to Russia, every time in summer, you have this short moment where you have a rare, extraordinary event where you have an abundance of mosquitoes that come out in summer. So what happened is that there are actually migratory birds that feed on those mosquitoes. And scientists have been saying that if mosquitoes are wiped out, then probably there will be a drop of over 50% in the number of migratory birds. But there is another counter-argument that we may overestimate those mosquitoes because they, as you know, selectively affect us. And the final example is that mosquitoes, especially the larvae, they are also a significant part of biomass, especially in water pools, from ponds to tree holes to old tires. So this larvae, they feed on decaying leaves, detritus, microbes. And in certain feature plants, they feed on those waste products in those water, and they turn nitrogenous waste into nutrients that are available. So this is pretty interesting if you look at, you know, mosquitoes with a nasty reputation. But yes, they do have a role to play in the ecosystem.
So if we were to eradicate them completely, there are likely to be knock-on effects in the ecosystem.
Well, some people say, yes, there is. But let me turn your attention to a particular beneficial mosquito, the one that we call it the elephant mosquito or mm-hmm. the giant mosquito. It's Toxo rhynchitis. This species of mosquito, it is the larvae that preys on the larvae of other mosquitoes. So these mosquitoes, they do not consume blood, but they look for larvae of other mosquitoes that are protein and they have a fat-rich diet. So therefore, if mosquitoes are completely eradicated from the face of the earth, it may affect the balance of the ecosystem. But then the main problem here lies in how we actually eradicate them, because we simply do not know a lot about all the species of mosquitoes in this world. Mm-hmm. We only know a few, and they are of medical importance because our health is affected, but we simply do not know everything about all the species of mosquitoes. And we human beings have a bad history of how we overuse and we misuse insecticides to kill off those bugs. Mm-hmm. And what happened is it has a knock-on effect on organisms in this fragile ecosystem, and ultimately we are the ones who pay the price. So therefore, I think what really is important is to address the issue of how we actually control those mosquitoes in a sustainable fashion.
And speaking about control, I mean, we've seen so many different ways and ideas to control their population, to prevent them from spreading diseases. Are mosquitoes more adaptable compared to other insects?
My personal answer will be yes, because in this world, there are more than 3,500 species of mosquitoes. Mm. Only a couple hundred, a few hundred there that bite or bother human beings. But human beings have only been recorded in existence for about 200 to 300,000 years. Mosquitoes, on the other hand, have been on the face of the earth for over 170 million years. So they have demonstrated a very high behavioral and physiological adaptability. Interestingly, between 5 to 20% of the mosquito genome, depending on obviously where the population is, had actually undergone an adaptive change. And we can see that these mosquitoes, they are highly adaptable. If you talk about climate change, they can shift their range, they can carry different viruses, for example. And worse still is, these mosquitoes, they are able to easily develop high resistance to insecticides. And very interestingly, there is one study to show that they can even toughen their leg surface by thickening it with proteins and chitins to resist the action of insecticides. So we can see that the mosquitoes, they are highly adaptable.
So that was Dr. Alvin He. He's an entomologist and professor in the Department of Biology at University Putra, Malaysia.
It's an interesting insight that I think we don't think about, because our first instinct is, yes, we should eradicate them. They're pests. They cause disease. They cause a lot of misery for us.
The bites, yes, the itchiness.
That's right. And you know how some people, for example, I tend to attract mosquitoes more than anyone else in the room, I always feel. And so I would love for them to be eradicated. But, you know, he's looking at the bigger picture and he's got a point. We have to think about the effects just beyond our lives.
And I think sometimes when you're trying to deter them as well, it's very difficult because your first thought is to get the mosquito spray to kill them, essentially. But then Dr. Alvin also raised that point where it's dangerous, because then that has knock-on effects. They develop resistance, you know, and it's a lot of chemicals. And if we inhale that too much, it could also be dangerous for our health as well.
Kelly, what's your weapon of choice?
The spray. And I mean, just hearing about that now, I'm just like, just recently, I remember I just went into my room, sprayed the whole thing and left it.
Yeah. You're contributing to mutant mosquitoes.
I know, but you know what? The good news, I say that with air quotes, I said I found a few dead mosquitoes on the floor.
Oh my goodness.
So it worked.
So you can, also we are asking you on Twitter, should we eradicate mosquitoes from the face of the earth? You can take, your options are yes or no. You can take that poll or tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can also call us at 0377-332900.
So we'll be looking at the recent ruling against sisters in Islam in our second story, so stay tuned for that. But first, here's Eels with Fresh Blood.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.